Something happened this week in the capital of Greenland for the first time ever. A Greenlander beat an Alaskan to win a gymnastic event called the Alaskan High Kick. It was one of many events at the Arctic Winter Games in the snow-covered city of Nuuk. The games wrapped up yesterday. Rebecca Hersher followed two athletes as they prepared for their events.
About a week ago, a world champion was practicing in a school gym.
I'm Tony Fisker, and yeah, it's my seventh time at the games.
Tony Fisker has won a lot of gold medals over the years. Today, he's practicing the one-foot high kick. Fisker runs toward a sealskin ball that's hanging about 10 feet off the ground. He leaps in the air, kicks the ball, and lands on one foot. It's just 2 days until the Olympics for sports like this one. And people from the Arctic take their games seriously. For example, there is one sport called the finger pull. Yeah, I know what you're thinking, but Tony Fisker says it's no joke.
When we pull fingers, it's serious business. It's not like the American version of farting.
As he practices, Fisker explains that some of the games actually come from Inuit survival techniques, like a version of triple jump.
If you're on the ice and the ice is breaking up, you have to jump from ice to ice and yeah.
So sports that imitate life or death situations on pack ice, that's one part of Arctic Winter Games. But there are also more common sports, like skiing. And those ones are only open to teenagers from Arctic communities. Ukalek Sledemark is 14. She's the sole member of Greenland's biathlon team. Biathlon's the one with skiing and shooting. And shooting is part of everyday life for Ukalek.
I shot a reindeer this summer. Yeah, it's a really good feeling when you hit something.
Before you start imagining some old-fashioned hunting lifestyle, let me tell you that Ukalek is a modern kid. The first time I met her, she was holding an iPhone and wearing a t-shirt printed with the words, "I'm jealous of me too." Her hair was in magenta dreadlocks. Ukalek was favored to win a medal. On the morning of her first race, there was a blizzard. At the starting line, shivering teenagers shook snow out of their eyes and sprinted off, one at a time. In case you need to brush up on your biathlon race rules, basically Ukalek is cross-country skiing around a flat, snowy track. Four times, she comes around the track, lays in the snow, and shoots a rifle at a target. After the race, I walk with her away from the finish line.
So how do you feel?
I think it went well with the skiing, not so well with the shooting, but tomorrow I think it will be great.
It turns out Ukalek won a gold medal. So did Tony Fisker over at the Inuit Games. But neither of them seems particularly preoccupied with the results. More importantly, it was fun. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Hersher in Greenland.
Rebecca is reporting from Greenland as NPR's Above the Fray Fellow, sponsored by the John Alexander Project.